In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. Put yourself in Jerusalem the day that it occurred. Pretend you are there. Your friend tells you about a big event happening in the city of Jerusalem. Word is traveling pretty quick about this event. And you inquire, well, what is going on? What is it? Your friend informs you that some of the people are saying that the promised king is here, the Messiah, the one promised in the Old Testament. He is here in the city right now. Well, curious, you run out to the place where the action is, to where this apparent king is. And suddenly, you see him and his disciples and the crowds. You witness him riding on a donkey. You notice that there are cloaks on the donkey and the colt. You observe that many people have spread out their cloaks on the road. Others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And you hear the crowds shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" With eyes and ears open and observing all that you can, you take a minute to process all of this. But this all doesn't quite make sense to you. Not at all. You think, wait a second. What are you people talking about? Who is this? You proclaim him to be a king? He doesn't look like a king. Look at what's missing. There are no horses, no chariots, just a donkey and a colt. There are no guards, no soldiers, just his ordinary disciples. It just seems all so ordinary. And so unimpressive and lowly. You might even be offended by such an arrival of a so-called Messiah. You might be offended by his ways of entering the city. Brothers and sisters in Christ, today you learned something about your King, the Lord Jesus Christ. His ways are not the world's ways. His ways, which are not the world's ways, will then cause offense. His ways are not the ways of people's expectations. His ways are not your ways, nor mine. His ways are his ways. On the Sunday before his death, Jesus chooses to ride on a humble animal, coming to the city of Jerusalem with humility instead of pomp and pageantry. It's the way that the prophet Zechariah prophesied long ago that the Messiah would enter the holy city. Behold, your king is coming to you humble and mounted on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden. These are the ways of the Lord. On this Sunday, on Palm Sunday when it happened, it was a lowly and humble way, but these are the ways of the Lord. But it's those ways that can cause a lot of offense. There were many people when Jesus arrived in Jerusalem that were offended. This is not the Messiah that they wanted, not the way he should arrive in the city. There should be more royalty, more glamour, more pageantry. He did not meet their expectations. Therefore, they were offended. Same Lord Jesus causes the same offense to our world and our culture today. Many are offended by what Christmas is truly about. The Savior of the world comes as an infant born in Bethlehem? His mother is a virgin? He's conceived by the Holy Spirit? The Son of God comes this way? Born in such poor surroundings? Why didn't he just snap his fingers and appear as a 30-year-old man, a Messiah who is ready to save? His coming, his being born in a manger, his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem, this way is so ordinary. It's not very impressive. And for our culture and our world today, these are the ways that cause offense. It isn't just this world that can be offended. You have been offended by the ways of the Lord. I have. Your old Adam, the sinful nature that still clings to you, incites you to complain to the Almighty God that his ways could be done better. At times, you may not always want to hear what the Word of God says to you in a particular area of your life. You have it all figured out already. You do not want it challenged, even though the Word yearns to change you and form you for the better. For you, the ways of the Lord can cause offense. At times, you have seen how the Lord shows this abundant and unending mercy and forgiveness to those who don't deserve it, to those who've done horrible and hurtful things and really bad things. And in spite of their repentance and their sorrow, your old Adam provokes you to complain that they still should not be forgiven after all that they have done. For you, the ways of the Lord can cause offense. Plus, there are so many occasions where the Lord God does not spare you from trials and hardships. Sometimes he lets you go through them, difficult as they may be. He gives you crosses, sometimes big ones to carry. And your sinful nature incites you to complain. Does the Lord even know what he is doing? The ways of the Lord can cause offense. You've been offended by his ways. Turn from it. God is God. You and I are not him. He knows what he's doing, even if we don't comprehend it. Repent. You don't know better than him, neither do I. He knows better. Look who he comes for. He comes for people who think they know better. He comes for people who are easily offended by him and his ways. He comes for you, for me. He comes for a world like ours. The Gospel of Matthew today says, "Behold, your King is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." Brothers and sisters in Christ, behold, Your King is coming to you. He comes to you in His way. Not your ways, not mine. And He comes to you through the cross, through dying on that cross. And He dies for your failures and your doubts and your questions and your unbelief and your being offended, your sins, all of them. And He comes to you being raised on the third day, having victory over sin, death, and the devil. And He comes to you today, speaking into your ears, "Come to me with your weaknesses and your flaws. Do not hesitate. Come to me. I forgive you. You mean that much to me." He keeps coming to you, and He keeps coming to you in His ways. You might notice something about your Lord. He likes to do amazing things, but He likes to do it in ordinary ways. It's the way He operates. Just think, when Jesus was preparing to enter the city of Jerusalem, He could have simply snapped His fingers and appeared on a donkey in the holy city, just like that. But He doesn't. Instead, He tasks two disciples with exact details, how to get a donkey and a colt, and then they arrive with the animals. It is pretty ordinary. But Jesus likes to use ordinary means to do extraordinary things. That's how He keeps coming to you in His ways. Sometimes pretty ordinary, but He does extraordinary things for you. He comes in simple and plain water in baptism, but He saves. He forgives sins. He dishes out eternal life. Rejoice. He does that just for you. He comes in simple bread and wine, but then He dishes out His body and blood to remove the stain and guilt of a burdened conscience. Receive Him in the supper. He soothes your conscience. And He comes to you in the divine service through the Word right here. He comes as well at home through the same Word, and He does the same thing. He comforts you, consoles you. Receive His comfort that He has for you in His Word. Even when the suffering He permits you to suffer may be difficult to understand. But He comes to you in His ways. Sometimes pretty ordinary, but He's always doing extraordinary things. And these are His ways for you. It's not for His benefit. It's always for your benefit. And this is why we permit Him to do His work in our lives, in His ways, even if we don't understand them. Why? Because, brothers and sisters in Christ, you mean that much to Him. You really do. He comes to you in the best way there is, and that is His way. Not yours, not mine. Matthew says today, and ponder these words, "Behold, your King is coming to you in His way for your good. He never stops. Believe it. In the name of Jesus, amen." The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.